Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's day three of us from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. We're in the Pleasance Courtyard where I got rained on quite heavily about an hour ago, and that's not good because today I've had a spray tan in preparation for my show tomorrow night. It's going to be well streaky. I need to talk about this tan thing later on because I've had a really stressful 3 minutes at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Normally, I get a lady to spray me.
How hard can it be to tan? Oh, we'll talk about it.
I can't even deal with it right now. I had to go in a machine. It was automated with an American lady going, and now, assume position one. I'll tell you about it soon.
It's like your housemate.
It's 4:10. Becky's doing her show tonight. More on that very soon. Hope you're right this afternoon. Yay, see, it's sunny now. It's 1 minute it's sun, next minute it's rain. We're in Edinburgh, and it's beautiful again. Coming up, we're all very excited, as are a lot of people, because Stifler's mum off American Pie is our first guest this afternoon.
Yes.
Now, she's here doing stand-up. Her name is Jennifer Coolidge.
I can't wait to ask her about this.
But the problem is, I've heard that she does not like any reference to being Stifler's mum at all. It's all about her comedy and her stand-up routine. Right. The thing is, that's how we all know her.
Well, that's all we wanted to talk to her about.
I did want to ask a lot of questions.
I'm not going to be able to do the whole thing without saying Stifler's mum.
No, you can't.
Am I just going to have to be quiet?
But you can't, yeah. Just don't do it. Drop the S-bomb. Don't say the S-word. Because when Stifler's mum comes in, we can't mention, like, the film. We can't mention the fact that she was the mum of Stifler. We can't mention any of it. So I don't know how we're going to get by. Or anything, like, I mean, just we'll try our best, all right?
Okay.
But apparently, she got interviewed recently. One of my friends was telling me this. And so you're best known as Stifler's mum. And she just went, ugh, and put her head on the desk. So
we won't mention it then. I'll try my absolute best.
So everyone at home, this might be difficult for us, but do keep listening out as we try not to mention the fact that she was ever in American Pie as Stifler's mum. Jennifer Coolidge will be here very soon. There's been a blunder already on the webcam today.
Was there?
Yeah. You went over to speak to the cameraman, Glenn.
Yeah.
And without knowing it, they were getting loads of texts about it. Like, maybe
like
just...
What? What are you doing with your hands and your...
Right. Eye? Well, you know, it's just the way that you lowered yourself to talk to Glenn, the cameraman.
What?
You kind of bent down and then your boobs
basically
are on show.
Basically what you're trying to say from the text, someone's just texting, boobs, boobs. Yeah. From what I can gather from the text,
yeah,
it was just my boobs,
yes,
on
it
the
was.
Shot.
And that was the first thing a lot of people saw on the webcam
today.
That
was quite a long chat.
Some people are just disappointed and say, how could you lower yourself?
Well, I wasn't on purpose.
I know.
I was having a production meeting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
First guest this afternoon, and it's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
So you're doing stand-up here in Edinburgh?
Yes.
Is this your first stand-up, or...?
Not my first stand-up, but my first time here, yeah.
Okay, right, cool. So is that what you do now? You do comedy?
Well, not just comedy. Right now a stand-up show, but I don't know I can't decide what I'm going to do.
Oh, really?
For this venue, I mean, yeah, definitely stand-up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous before you go on stage? Because Becky here has never been on stage before in her life.
I am absolutely scared.
And she's doing a show tonight.
Really? What are you doing?
I'm doing Becky Live and Loose, which is like a comedy roadshow type thing where basically, you know, like bands have tribute acts.
Oh.
I don't think that comedians have tributes, so I'm basically just ripping off loads of comedians and doing their material, dressing like them, trying to do their voice. And then hopefully if people don't like the jokes, they can blame them and not me.
Are you really doing other people's acts? Are you really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's quite a good idea.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
God, I hope you didn't see my show because my stuff isn't worth repeating, and I'm so afraid you'll do a better job, actually.
What do you mention in your show, though? It's just like stuff that's happened in your life, or what's it based on?
Yeah, actually, well, Becky's idea is way better than mine. No, I'm just, I tell weird stories about Hollywood and... weird auditions I've had and a weird breakup I had, you know, one night stands, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, Because Becky's going to have a stiff drink before the show tonight, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm so frightened.
No, I think that's such a brilliant idea, though, to do other comedians' stuff. Because first of all, the good stuff will really stand out. And then you can make fun of, I'm sure you're going to be making fun of some really bad stuff you've seen, right?
Well, yeah, I think it might be bad because I'm doing it. Yeah, I think, I hope it'll be okay. Mm. I'm still learning the material.
Have you been to see any other shows while you're here? Because you're up against some quite stiff competition. There's a lot of stand-up going on, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, let's see, what have I seen? Well, you know, that I haven't seen a lot of the stand-up.
It's hard, isn't it, to see stuff when you're doing your own...
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm at that 8:15 slot, which is where all the people I want to see are at. But I did see... some great shows like The Boy with Tape on His Face, and what else?
What's that?
What
was that show?
Oh, it was this incredibly clever, like really brilliant show with a guy that just, he has a piece of tape on his mouth and he does the whole show as just sort of a silent show with music and mime. It's brilliant.
That's actually. What the one that doesn't speak, this man here doesn't speak on our show. He did a show with a 5-star review on Monday, but should have put tape on his mouth.
He missed
it. Damn it!
He would have got 6 then.
Yeah. So how long are you in Edinburgh for? Have you had a chance to like look around the city?
Yeah. No, I think I've frequented all of your bars.
Yeah.
Just about all of your restaurants.
Are you one of those people that goes out after the show? Because some people like to lay low. We were talking to a few people earlier in the week, and they don't really kind of go out and party that much afterwards.
Yeah. Don't. I find I have nothing in common with those people.
Really?
No, my night begins, really. Mm. You do the show, and then you go out to the restaurants, and then you go out to the bar, and then you have these great after-hour bars.
Scott's found some really weird places and people and stuff.
Oh, really? Do you have a really good late-night one?
Yeah, there's a place called the Loft Bar. Have you been there?
Oh, you mean above the Gilded Balloon?
Yeah. There's some really interesting characters in there come about 1 a.m.
Really. Yeah, I was hoping you had something like seedier than that.
Well, I do, but I can't tell you.
He doesn't want everyone going there because then it'll just get like totally mainstream.
There's a woman there who's Australian who claims to have been barred from the bar but still manages to get in.
Oh, at the Loft Bar?
Yeah, at there, yeah. And but she's always there. And what she'll do, she will start telling you about her life and how that she went out with a homeless guy for 2 years, and then she will produce a pack of salad tomatoes out of her bag for you to, and ask you if you want to take them home with you, and then a lemon, and then other stuff that I can't really say at this time of day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then she's like probably in one of the venues at the Gilded Balloon, right?
Well, she claims to work behind the bar, but I don't know. Anyway, so head there maybe tonight.
You mean that she does this repeatly every night?
I don't know. Oh. I don't.
He's
I couldn't
seen
work
her
out.
I think he thinks it's an act.
I couldn't work out whether she is just a fake and an act or whether she was just crazy.
Well, I really hope that, Becky, you do some sort of version of that tonight in your show.
I could just offer. Do you know what? Actually, it's dangerous to give out tomatoes at a stand-up gig, isn't it? Because I'll just get pelted back at me. I can't be done. I was going to say, if it was all going badly, I'd just offer up a 6-pack of Flavor Ripe, but it's not going to actually help in any way, is it? Because I'm just going to get them in my face.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for coming in today.
Are you producing Becky's show?
I am.
No, he's not been allowed anywhere near.
I'm going to be there. Applauding. I'll probably introduce her and then we'll have a little drink. Maybe I'll take her to the crazy bar afterwards. Yeah.
Great. Well, congratulations.
Is it wrong to say that I'd quite like to go drinking with you?
No,
you two would be brilliant friends.
I think we would have a lot of fun.
No, I feel like you're in for the long haul. I feel like you could actually maybe last as long as I could.
Yeah?
Maybe.
What time are you out till, generally?
Well, at least 3.
That is impressive. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. We haven't been out that late, really, have we?
No.
I don't know, 3. Yeah, I mean, I can't find anything that's open later than that. But
keep going if you could.
Well, I'm a late night person, but I don't know. It's just not. You know, I guess there's too many well adjusted people here. I think.
Really? Jennifer, thanks very much for coming in today. I like that you're putting your coat on already, but thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ha ha ha! I won.
Yes, you did.
I got 2 stiffs in, you got 1 stiff in.
Well, no change there then. That's one for the quotes wall.
It was really hard not to say Stifler or Stifler's mum. A lot of people noticing that we were trying to put Stiff in there. I'll tell you what, I'm She really scares me.
Do you know what? I did Scared Stiff, and then you did Stiff Drink and Stiff Competition. Mm-hmm. But she was, look, she was so, she was on my side of the desk, and she was a lot closer to me than you. And I really wanted to do another Stiff. And then I was like, I can't do it. She's just looking at me, and then...
Emily in Paynton's been on saying, ah, ha, 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 are you trying to get the word stiff in while you can? Very sneaky of you. I love it. Stifler's mom has got it going on. She's flipping scary. Everyone's going, oh, you wuss. You didn't mention Stifler's mom. Right, you come here and say that. You be in front of her like 2 feet away and come here and say that because she is damn scary. Stephen Southampton.
She was nice.
She was nice, but there's something really scary about her.
She had that look in her eyes. You wouldn't want to mess with her.
No, you would not. Stiff Drink, Scared Stiff. Ha ha, nice disguise. Adam in Dundee. Trace Hilarious says, Lou in Aberdeen and gives me a high five, which I haven't got to hand at the moment, but thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
In our little room now, overlooking the Pleasance Courtyard, Reginald D. Hunter, hello.
What's happening, Cool Breeze?
How are you?
Every day. Every day is all right, bro.
And so is Nick Grimshaw, hello.
Hi, Cool Breeze.
Hi. Adam in Ricelip's been on saying, Reginald D. Hunter, such a player, it's unreal.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's what he thinks.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. Thank you very much. Yeah,
it's quite a good intro, though, isn't it? So welcome both to our room, which is fine when there's like two people in it, but as soon as there's more than two, it starts to get a little bit hot and sweaty, the windows steam up and it smells of boys.
That's what it's like for black people growing up in the ghetto.
Really?
Yeah, too many people in the same room, it get hot as hell.
How is your Edinburgh experience so far?
Pretty fantastic. I'm in a general state of beeflessness.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so you're loving it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, love is a strong word. I mean, it's, you know, it's not like, you know, a burger or sex, but I mean, it's, you know, it's fun, you know, it's all right, man.
Now, Nick here did his first ever show last night.
Yeah. First ever?
Yeah.
Welcome aboard, man. Welcome aboard, man.
It's this one here, Team Hate.
Look, there you are.
And it was...
Team Hate, boy.
Like 50 things that he hates.
Oh, man, your expression is crucial, man. You look like you got hatred in your face, man.
Yeah, it's a good picture, though.
It's all right, man. Yeah.
If it's all right, I'm going to play a couple of clips. Oh. Now, what?
I don't want to do this.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
Go on. Now,
it's part of the game.
Got a critique.
Hey, I get to be like everybody else now.
Yeah, you got some headphones there. Good. Did you feel left out a little bit?
A little bit, but I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, people say I'm childish or something. Man.
Reginald, tell us what you think about this. I think he did really, really well last night. Check this.
36. This is a weird one. I don't think anyone will relate to this or laugh, but stepping on newspapers. I just hate standing on newspapers. That's it. Not a reason, as you feel.
No, I've never noticed that I have a problem with that, but when you said it, I was like, actually, yeah.
Someone afterwards was like, yeah, that's my worst hate. I was like, really? By the way, I'm not a stand-up. That's why it wasn't funny.
Oh, okay. Woo!
Yeah, like,
no, we all each have to do a one-man show, but Nick here does radio and TV, so he's not a stand-up.
So he's stepping out of his comfort zone.
Absolutely, 100%.
So he can go and report to other people what it's like to be doing other stuff that you don't naturally do.
But we're not competing with heavyweight acts like yourself, Reginald.
Oh, okay. Thank God, man. Man, I was starting to panic a little bit, man. I was going to write some new jokes, man.
And here's the next bit.
Amanda Holden, I hate her. Amanda Holden's career, I don't get it. And finally, Amanda Holden's column. Amanda Holden is that woman who went out with Les Dennis. Let's put her on the telly loads. Oh, yeah. She's got a really good personality. So I don't like her because she does this column. Has anyone ever read her column? It's called She's a VIP. But it's not a VIP, like very important person, very indiscreet person. I'm going to read you a quick extract from Amanda's amazing column. I'm jetting off to sunny Mallorca tomorrow, so I need to get my bikini ready. You never know where the paparazzi are going to be. I was papped in January on the beach in Antigua, but at least I've been looking after myself. End of entrance in her column. Why do we need to know that? She says stuff like, oh, I had a great time at dinner, and then I watched the telly. It's like stuff that your mum says to you on the phone, but she gets about £250,000 to write this. Here's a good one. Chris, that's her boyfriend, she loves, or husband, whatever. I read this every Sunday and I hate it, right? I hate it. I ring people up. I kind of love to hate this one. So she starts, Sunday, May the 23rd, a big day for Amanda Holden. Chris and I walk to the pretty nearby village of Deya. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas own a home on this part of the island, so I'm keeping an eye out. Chris tells me he once sat next to Catherine at a Simply Red concert. Shut up.
They loved it, though.
Yeah,
that he's got the confidence. He didn't miss a beat.
No, no, and I mean, he didn't have like jokes per se, but he was still funny. I mean, he was funny. Yeah, yeah.
Observation.
I mean, I hate Amanda Holden now. I didn't even know who she was till I heard that.
Never heard of Amanda Holden.
No,
but
man.
But now you've got an irrational hatred.
I know, man. Just she sounds just as vapid and vacuous as a lot of other superstars and to be on TV. Yeah,
there's a lot of love coming in for you on the text. I love Reginald. He's my hero. I saw him live at Bournemouth, and he was brilliant. Loads of people saying that they're coming to see you next Friday. That's Christine in West Midlands. And Chris and Alex and Lloyd, on the way home from the Fringe, saw Reg on Monday. Awesome. So you're getting some good feedback.
That's good to know, man. That's good to know.
Do you get anyone shouting out stuff to you? Do you get like a problem audience sometimes?
More so in clubs than you do like in theater shows like here. Mm. Oftentimes, the people who heckle me the most tend to be overweight white women in hen parties. There's something.
What do they say?
They get upset at something that you say. Like they take a portion of what you said and get offended on behalf of all women. Mm. And that's probably because they're drinking Bacardi Breezes with a bunch of women and they all serving as batteries for each other. And so, you know, they got this man thing on. And so, and sometimes, you know, I mean, I don't say anything hateful about women, but, you know, like if you feel like a man, a masculine man, can't comment openly on women, then they tend to get pissier than anybody. Mm. But also it's the UK, so a lot of times that's just a way of people showing that they fancy you too. I hate you, but I won't sleep with you.
When's your show on until then?
I'm going the distance to the end of the festival.
Okay.
So yeah, when the festival closes, I close.
You're closed. And then what happens? Where do you go next?
The USS Enterprise goes to Ireland.
Really?
There's something called the Electric Picnic. I've never participated in that before, but yeah, I'm going to participate in this year.
Are you one of the people that kind of goes out and experiences Edinburgh, or are you one of those comedians that just stays in your flat and doesn't ever do anything apart from your show?
What you mean by experience Edinburgh? You mean like eat, you know, stuff that's fried that shouldn't be fried? Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah, I
mean,
all that.
Okay, yeah, I've done that.
You've tried the deep fried Mars bar?
I've done that.
How was that for you?
I have to say, it didn't change my life. But it was an experience, and just, you know, when you go back to Georgia and you want to know weird stuff about the rest of the world, that's usually one of the stories I tell them. Mm-hmm. You like Mars bars, don't you? Yeah. Well, guess what they do in Scotland? What?
Some Americans I saw yesterday were laughing at a branch of Nando's because there was a sign outside saying "man eating chicken" and a sign pointing into the restaurant, and they thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. You have to remember that America is, you know, not a very old country. So our sense of humor is still not as developed as the rest of the world. We still laugh at pies in the face, people getting shot in the butt, that kind of thing. Now, but, I mean, you know, give us another 50 years, you know, we'll catch up with the rest of y'all.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, Reginald, thank you so much for joining us today. Where's your show on?
The Pleasance Grand, 8 o'clock every night. If you got a chance, come on around and sit with me for a little while.
All right, good one. Graham, are you going to stick around for a bit or are you off now?
I'll stick around
okay.
for a bit.
I noticed my tan.
Yep, you're spray tan.
Yeah, I've just I've had to tan up for the Bjorn Identity my show tomorrow. It's serious.
The new management mate, you do that.
Yeah. £10 though, bargain. Cool. Yeah, pretty good. Only I had to use a machine that I've not really ever done before because normally a lady sprays me. Mm-hmm. And it was there was like four positions that you had to assume.
Man, it sounds like Amanda Holden bit you in the neck or something, man. Like, wow, man.
I'm not going to go into it now. I appreciate you've got a show to prepare.
And
also that you'll find the story fairly boring.
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
Let's all try to retain some masculinity.
Sorry. Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy's still here. Now, the video of your show is online now.
Oh, really?
Right?
It's up. Okay.
It's edited.
Uh-huh.
Can't use all of it.
Okay.
But edited video highlights of Grimmy's one-man show last night, Team Hate, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just explain, if people don't know what it is.
We were going to do something good, like a musical like yours, but I couldn't be bothered. So we just listed everything that I hate. So it's just a lecture on hatred, essentially. And video's up. You can watch it.
Yeah.
50-1. You were one.
It was like one of those Channel 4 countdowns.
It was, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Not
like 3 days long.
Yeah.
And funny.
I had to start your show last night,
did you like that?
I really did. It no JLS at all or anything.
No,
like for the JLS. Whole 2 hours.
I know. It's quite sad,
I don't think
it?
Anyone noticed that I didn't really have much of a clue what I was talking about. I think, and also, if the Radio 1 bosses are listening, next time you're off, hello. Do you know what I mean?
I really liked it when you were talking about Boards of Canada.
Yeah, no idea. But it sounded nice. Yeah. Was that number 758 on one of the 1,000 albums that blah, blah, yeah. blah, 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 longest title?
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Thanks.
So word on your one-man show. How do you feel now it's all over?
I feel free. I feel like when you've just done your GCSEs, like completely free and happy. It was kind of like therapy, just ranting for half an hour. I feel like I can enjoy Edinburgh now, but I didn't wake up till 4:30, so I'll be proactive from now on.
Many people are asking what number one was on the countdown. Now, if it was a Channel 4 show, you'd have to wait about 11 hours to find that out, and then it would be quite disappointing.
Yeah.
But yours isn't.
No.
Here's the number one thing that Nick Grimshaw hates from his show last night.
Number one, my final hatred, is a man who has put me through diarrhea, panic attacks, anxiety, sleepless nights, the complete fear... everything. And you know when people say, oh, I'm essing myself, I'm pooing my pants? That's not a turn of phrase, that's real. If you have to do one of these shows in Edinburgh, that happens. It just happened. Not here, in the toilet before. So my number one hate tonight is this man, Scott Mills! Ah, he put me through this. I hate you all. I hated it. But thank you. I hate you. Good night.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Quite pleased that was number one. I've
you
never
were
heard
the entrance actually. I only decided that at about 5.
What, yesterday?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Go on. I like it. I've never heard a comedian before go, "I hate you, good night" at the end.
It's a new catchphrase.
Yeah, I hate you, good night. End every show with that. It's good.
I think I should. Yeah.
Anyway, let's all say well done to Groomy for yesterday.
Thank you, Scott. Fair play.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we welcome back. They were on the show last year. They're here again. It's Access of Awesome.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey,
hello.
How's it going?
It's been a truly international show today. We've had Stifler's mum on from America.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Such an honour.
It was really cool, but she doesn't like to mention the fact that she was Stifler's mum.
Really?
Yeah, bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. And then we had Reginald D. Hunter. What a dude. Yep. Mm-hmm. And now they're from America, obviously, and now you guys representing Australia.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So three of us, two of them.
Yeah,
so
the most backwater of the colony, so it's a pleasure to be here.
How is your Edinburgh?
Amazing.
It's been fantastic. It's wonderful to come back after 3 years and have such lovely people coming back and seeing the show.
Lots and lots of lovely people.
Yeah. In very, very hot rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really sweaty rooms.
Yeah. Mm.
I can't believe it was a year ago that we were stood here doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's kind of like we've stepped into a TARDIS.
Yeah. Now, obviously, a lot of people have been asking for your famous 4-chord song, which I believe that you've updated.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah, we've got a different version.
Now, if you've never heard this song before, explain to people what it is.
The idea being that a lot of pop songs, some would say almost all, use the same 4 chords, the same progression.
That's right. So we kind of put together a medley of the history of pop music just using the same 4 chords because no one's writing anything new.
Hey, listen, everyone, as well. Remember, you can see this on a live webcam right now. If you go to Radio 1 Online, Axes of Awesome, we're waving at you. There's the camera there. Look, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Nice guns. Go and have a look at the live webcam. Right, you're going to do a new song for us.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
What's this about?
This is a boy band song. We figured we're a man band now, but years ago we were actually a boy band. So here's one from when we were a boy band.
What's it called?
It's called How to Write a Love Song.
Okay, all right. This is Axes of Awesome on Radio 1. Look at the live webcam now if you want to see them.
Steel string guitar, chimes,
synthetic percussion drums.
Baby girl,
I wanna show you how much I really love you.
How much I really love you, baby girl. That's what I call you, to show you that my love for you is true. Baby girl,
my love is so great that I wrote you this song.
And to show you how much I really care, it sounds like every other one.
The beat kicks in and then I sing a bit more rhythmically. To make it sensual, I sing it in a minor key.
I move my hands like I'm pushing someone
get
in front
out of my
me.
Way.
Now that's the first verse, and now I'm gonna take it to the bridge. I say something about how I don't wanna break up. Then I turn around and rhyme it with makeup. I tell you that we should be together.
How long?
Forever.
That long.
And ever.
So long.
Girl, you're always in my heart.
In my heart.
And I never wanna be apart.
Never be apart.
Honey, you'll always be mine.
Baby, be mine.
Baby girl, it's chorus time.
This is how you write a love song. Yeah, this is how you write a cliche love song. This is how you write a love song. Yeah, a boring 90s R&B love
this
song.
This is my backup and he sings quite breathlessly. He takes the words I say and sings them after
sings
me.
Sings them after me.
He emphasizes words and sings emphatically.
I sing emphatically.
Now listen to us sing an a cappella harmony.
Now we're back at the bridge. I haven't written anything for this, so I'm gonna stretch out the words, repeating everything I say. Till I get back to the chorus.
This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, a boring, cliche, mediocre love song.
And to show you I care, I throw my hands in the air. Now cut the music while I sing along. No.
Hey girl, I've been standing up the back not too much for this song. Well, that's because my talents are quite limited. But that doesn't mean that I love you any less. In fact, it means the opposite.
I'm just showing off my voice.
Is that it's so hard for me to find the words to really express the way that I feel about you, girl. Especially when I have to worry about fitting those words to music. And there's some kind of rhyme structure involved.
Meaningless whisper.
I know it's lazy songwriting, but I don't care. Because I sleep on a big pile of money at night. Girl, you might think it's weird that there's three guys singing about the one girl. Well, let me tell you something, girl. It's not weird at all. In fact, it's an industry standard, and it happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Well, girl, I better wrap this up about now, because I'm about to get cut off by the...
Wow, 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 wow. Baby, I wrote you a love song. It wasn't hard and it really didn't take long. A totally generic love song. Yeah, really, this could be about anyone.
But it's for you.
Yeah, this is your love song. Not specific, girl. To let you know we take it seriously. And watch as we change the key.
When you change the key in a love song, it means you're singing passionately.
Wow, 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 wow.
But we still haven't reached the end.
No, because we're gonna change the key again.
Look at me, I'm singing a love song.
Yeah, anyone can sing a cliche love song.
Our love is so unique that I copy every other crappy love song.
Yeah.
Girl,
I love the playing to the camera there. Mm-hmm.
That is the right camera, right?
That is the right camera. You did well.
Great camera.
Boy band style. That was Axes of Awesome. We'll get to the four chord song next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Axes of Awesome are still here. Lee, Jordan and Benny, you can see your show where?
We've got three shows. They're all at the Gilded Balloon.
Yep.
We've got our regular show at 7:45, our late show at 12:15, and we've just added a new greatest hits show. We're playing our favourite songs from the last 3 years.
Wednesday 25th of August, one show only at 6:30 in the debating hall there.
All here in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Working pretty hard, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We work hard for the money. Well, not for the money.
No.
For the love
for
of
the lack
it.
Of money. Yeah.
Applause and the sweat.
For the
lots of lots of good comments about the love song.
Oh, really? Oh,
good. Yeah, really. Lovely. Good on the text. But I do want to hear the updated four chord song. We did this last year.
Yep.
Probably the most famous song.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
probably,
yeah.
Definitely.
It's Our Sex on Fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we say that on the radio?
Yeah, yeah. Are we allowed
to?
Yeah.
So if you've just tuned in, because maybe you just finished work, if you can explain what it is and then we can go for it.
Great. So it's basically it's proving that all pop songs use the same four chords.
Yep. Brief history of pop music with just the same four chords. It's one, two, three, four chords.
And you've got a keytar, which the one that doesn't speak is so jealous of right now. He's always wanted one.
There's the right sound.
Look at the jealousy in his eyes. Look at it.
Yeah, I can see. I can see. You can stroke it if you want.
And for those who can't see Benny, he's actually a little bit smaller than his guitar.
Well. Yeah. It's full size and he's travel
sized. The one place I can get away with it is radio. And you always got to point
it's being webcast.
Yeah.
they can't see my feet.
They can't.
I could be 10 feet tall.
You could be in a pit.
Yeah, you see, you look as tall as everyone else. I can see the monitor right now. Don't zoom in on his feet.
Why would you do that?
Okay, look at the live webcam now. If you're near a computer, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on live webcam. This is Axes of Awesome on Radio 1.
Cool. You might recognise this song.
That is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
And the cast of Glee.
Yep, there's a few more songs with the same chords. Check it out.
My life is brilliant.
my love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure.
Well, that may be two songs that are similar.
People killing, people dying, children okay, hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young, I wanna be forever young. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No love, no hope, no glory, no happy ending. If I could, then I would. I'd go away.
Take me home, country road, to the place where I belong.
I'm your biggest fan, I'll follow you until you left me, Papa, Papa,
oh, I can't live
with or without you.
Whenever I fall, am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too...
One, two, three!
When I find myself in times of trouble, then the Mary comes to me.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
Little darling.
We'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. No woman, no cry.
Yeah, Mama, this surely is a dream.
I come from a land down under.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong.
They say Taylor was a good girl, never wants to be a late complaint, express ideas in her brain.
I need some love like I've never needed love before. I'm gonna make love to ya, baby.
Take on me
when I come around.
Take me on
when I come around.
I'll be
not this early.
Save tonight.
Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever tower above.
Shawnee's like a melody in my head that I can't get from. Come on, sing it down. Na 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 na, every day. Like my iPod stuck on my play. In my head, I see you all over me. In my head, you fulfill my fantasy. In my head,
I know she's playing with me. Well, that's okay, cause I got no self-esteem. With a thousand eyes and a good disguise. Hit him right between the eyes. Hit him right between the eyes.
What's in your head? In your head. Zombie, zombie, zombie. Hey, hey, hey.
Too late to apologize. Too late.
Let's go party.
Cause I'm not here for your entertainment. You don't really want to mess with me tonight. Take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags. Take your canvas bags to the supermarket. Enjoy yourself. Take only what you need from it.
Should old acquaintance be forgot
and never brought to mind?
I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane. I'm a bird plane.
I'm a bird plane. Check me out, I'm a bird plane.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way that things have gone?
And doesn't that seem peculiar? Because everyone wants a little more. It's something I do remember. To never go this far, that's all it takes to be a star.
Whoa! That is amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, I never get bored of it. Ever, 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 ever.
That's good.
We hope nobody does. You should does. Try playing it every day.
Yeah.
Those same four chords.
Lots and lots of texts from people saying just brilliant, really. So thank you so much for coming in again.
It's always our pleasure. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rebecca Donny, who is here. Hello.
Hello.
Are you Rebecca or Becky or?
Rebecca or Becky, either one. I don't have a name issue. Oh. Whatever you want to call me, okay. I'm fine with.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No worries. I liked it that you you obviously sometimes listen because you asked where Wacky Becky was.
I did. Oh. I did because she is my tocayo, you would say in Spanish, which is two people with the same name. We don't really have a word for that in English, so I was going to call her my Wacky Kaya.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, your show is on where in Edinburgh?
It is free at the Counting House every single night at 11:30. Wes Nicholson.
Oh, I'd quite like to come down to that.
Oh, you need to. I think you would really thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, what happens?
A lot of craziness. I basically parody a foreign language tape, a Rosetta Stone, or what I like to call a Coletta Rose bootleg. Okay? Yeah. I parody that, and I teach us all a little necessary Spanish.
Oh, okay. So your show is funny and educational.
Exactly.
Ah, and it's like one of those listen and repeat.
A little
CDs.
Bit, yes, but it's stuff that you would never normally learn on a foreign language tape. It's a little saucy.
Anything you can say at 6:15 when there are children listening on national radio?
Probably not.
Oh, really?
Probably not.
Oh, right.
But that's
why
the
end
show
of the interview.
So
thank
good.
You, Rebecca.
I know. Story of my life.
Now, you're American, but you live in Edinburgh, right?
I do. That's very true. I'm trying to do a reverse Craig Ferguson. I'd like to get British like citizenship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He is a big American. He's a English, a Scottish talk show guy,
yeah.
But he's
mm-hmm.
big in America.
Huge
right?
in America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's done really well. Why did you decide to move to Edinburgh?
My partner lives here, and so I move for love.
Oh.
Plain and simple, move for love.
Okay.
And I love it here.
Yeah,
I think you do
great.
A lot of things right here.
Yeah.
We've had a couple troubled years in America. I don't know if that made it across the pond.
Yeah.
We've had a couple troubled years there.
Ah. So you thought, I'll move to Edinburgh.
Exactly.
Where are you from in America?
New York.
Okay, cool.
Born and raised.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, every night, how's the audiences been good?
Amazing. I'm getting all these Spanish speakers in. I'm getting English speakers in. I'm getting this crazy... I had Croatians last night. I'm getting a crazy mix, and it's fun.
So, what, you do the bit in English... I'm trying to get my head around it. You do a bit in English, and then you do a bit in Spanish.
Here is the thing, okay? It's predominantly in English, because I don't want to scare anyone. There's a smattering of Spanish that you will learn that you would never get from a foreign language tape. There's a smattering of that. And you'll basically get four pictures on a slideshow, and you have to, like, pick which one is the most appropriate. So, it's literally like the Rosetta Stone tapes. Oh. Like, certain things that... You know, maybe you might be at the airport, and certain things you shouldn't bring through customs. I will teach you how to say that
in Spanish. That's
in Spanish, right?
That's great. That is. Do you have any advice for Becky because she is so nervous right now? She's doing her Live and Loose show tonight, and what she's doing is she is doing some of the material, some of the best material of some of the great stand-ups.
I should have given her a bit of mine to do.
Oh.
I know. It's
a bit
very
late
upsetting.
Now because she's
totally
just,
late.
She's rehearsed, and I think it would just throw her if you
totally,
chucked it in
if we
now.
Did it last. And she's got costume changes. Is she going to actually impersonate them as well?
Yeah, she's going to. So you know who it is. She's going to to wear costumes of people like Alan Carr, Jimmy Carr, Harry Hill, etc. The winged collar, the glasses, so that you know.
I think that's going to be fantastic. I would just say get out there and have fun. Just go with your instinct.
And also, I mean. To make her feel better, most of the people who went to get the free tickets when we were giving them out earlier, there'll be people that listen to the show, so I think that there'll be a kind audience.
I think so. They should be kind to her. I hope she doesn't get a massive heckler. Is she worried about
that? Don't say that. She might be listening now.
She's very worried about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get heckles?
From time to time. I think people like to do that with me.
Do you get Spanish heckles?
Of course. Cállate is said a lot, which means shut up. But, you know, I don't mind. It's, you know what it is? It's the New York accent. I sound like I'm yelling at everyone, but I actually have a lot of love in my heart. A lot of love in my heart. So people get, they're like, why is she screaming? I'm like, no, that's the way we talk.
You don't know where we can get a hospital screen last minute, do you? You know, you live in Edinburgh.
Oh, man, that is a tough one. Mm. There's no surgery around in the nearby area where we could
have we got
sort
one?
Of pilfer one?
Where did we get one from? Because she needs to get changed, obviously. And these, I mean, thanks to Andy, who's listening on his tractor, who's offered to come all the way to Edinburgh just to hold a towel up.
I was going to say, you've got 20,000 people in here. Someone should just hold up a curtain or a towel or something.
Andy from the Royal Infirmary of Edinburgh has sorted us out with a screen. He's going to be here within the hour. Yes,
yes.
Andy. Thank you so much. So it's a shame that we can't do any of your act on the radio.
It's really a shame.
Just to give us a little taster of what we can
such
expect.
A shame.
But never mind. So where can we see you?
Counting House, Nicholson Street, free every night at 11:30. Bilingual comedian Becky Donahue, and I'm going to do it in Welsh next time. So pack it in so I can do it in Welsh next time. I need a free Welsh teacher.
So are you fluent in Spanish, or did you learn it off a tape?
I'm fairly fluent. My mother's Colombian. I had a Welsh grandfather. We're from all over the place. So I'm going to try to do every language before I die.
But you don't speak Welsh at the moment.
No, I have no idea how to say anything. Though people have said things to me on the way out, which I assume is Welsh. Maybe it was gibberish. I don't know, but.
I've got at home, I bought it in Dubai Airport, I've got Arabic for beginners, and I'd quite like to learn that because it's really, really hard.
Oh, I'm sure. Anything with another alphabet, I'm like, no way.
No.
No, too difficult.
Okay.
But I thought you were going to say you bought a Welsh tape in Dubai.
No.
And I was like, wow, there's got to be like half a Welsh speaker in Dubai.
Yeah. Rebecca, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Scott.
I do want to come and see your show.
Please do. I'd
thank
love
you.
That. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.